Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time it might be where you are. Welcome to today's To Be show, very, very special show, and I'm so excited. My name is Barbara Hofmeister, and I'm the author of the book, To Be or Not To Be, The Choice Is Yours. And I want to talk about just that today, about the book, To Be or Not To Be, The Choice Is Yours. Well, actually, I don't really want to talk that much about the book. I want to talk about the choices that we have in life. And, yeah, and the book is just a metaphor, or maybe that's not the right word for it. Well, anyway, all my thoughts concerning our choices in life and how we can make ourselves happy or how we very often make ourselves unhappy is all in there. And the book has just come out. It's not officially launched yet. It's available in print and as an ebook, but it's not quite officially on the market. And I'm really, really excited, as you can imagine, because most people that I work with, whether it is in my workshops, in the seminars, trainings, or in the one-on-one coaching, or in the mastermind group also, most people, they feel there is something missing in their life. There needs to be something more. And I want to help you to get your dreams back and to have the courage to actually make them come true. And that is a promise. That is my mission. I really, really, really want to help you with that. So why did I write the book? Well, about 5 years ago, in 2005, in the summer, a friend stayed with me, and I've been thinking about writing for a long time, and I've written a lot of articles and small booklets and little ebooks, but not a real book. And I thought, okay, you need to start, you know, you need to start at the beginning. And I actually started years and years before that writing short stories, and I wanted to make a collection in a book because they were extremely entertaining. So it's not true that Germans don't have a sense of humor. If you ever heard that, it's not true. We do have a sense of humor, maybe different to the British sense of humor, not maybe, definitely different, very much so, and probably different to a lot of you, but we do have a sense of humor, and many people actually understand it or can laugh about it. Well, so I collected short stories, but I never wrote a book, or I never made the collection of the short stories into a book. And I was living in the south of Spain, in Marbella, in a beautiful house that I still have now. And a friend stayed with me for a few days. And over breakfast, we were discussing this idea of a book. And he said, it's a fantastic idea. You know, when are you going to write it? And I said, yeah, when I get the time. He said, what do you mean when you get the time? You've got the time. You're living here in a beautiful place. You can sit on your terrace and write while you overlook the mountains and the sea at the same time. What better place can you ask for? Well, he went out, and I thought all afternoon while he was doing his errands, I was thinking, yeah, he's right. If I want to do it, why don't I do it now? He's right. And I sat down on my computer, and I wrote the table of content on that afternoon. And the strange thing is, or that is what other authors tell me, the strange thing was that I wrote the exact table of content as it still is today. And believe me, I've rewritten the content of the book probably dozens of times, because I tend to be a little bit of a perfectionist. And I always found things that I could do better each time I read it. So that took absolutely years. But the table of content was written on that afternoon. I was extremely inspired, and I just wrote it, and I want to give it to you. And it starts with the foreword by T. Harv Eker. I am so proud of that. You know, there were three people that I would have loved to have in my book somehow. And one of them was the late Jim Rohn. Unfortunately, when the book was far along enough that I could send it to someone and ask them to write the foreword for it, he was already ill, and yeah, I could not reach him anymore. And the next person was Mark Victor Hansen from the Chicken Soup for the Souls, and I love his stuff because he's such a big thinker and he's such a nice guy. But it's difficult to get through to him, so I didn't manage fast enough. I'm sure I could have managed, but I didn't manage fast enough. And the one person that I did get through, and that was one of my first three choices, was T. Harv Eker. T. Harv Eker is a new generation of breakthrough artists, breakthrough gurus, personal development gurus, and he is incredible. I've done several of his courses, and he definitely gives you breakthroughs there and then. And this is what counts, that you not only go to a seminar and are motivated, because when you get home, everything is like it was before. No, you want to get out of the seminar being different, feeling different about yourself, being more sure of yourself, being more inspired with yourself, having different beliefs. And this is what he does. So T. Harv Eker is the number one bestseller, New York Times bestseller, actually. And his book is called The Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. And if you haven't read it, I highly recommend it. And I'm going next week to London to see him and to take the book to him. It's finally in print, and his name is there on the first few pages. So the foreword is written by T. Harv Eker, the number one New York Times bestseller. Then we have an introduction, and the introduction is actually the introduction of myself to you, because I'm talking about the toughest time of my life. When I was 8 years old and my parents fled from East Germany and took me with them, and took me from a perfect life in the countryside with loving grandparents and loads of friends to a horrible city which I hated, and a tiny attic room where the three of us had to live for quite some time. And I wanted to start the book with that because I want you to know where I come from, that it's not always a bed of roses. You know, whatever you do, there's always challenges. And I've had my challenges since. Believe me, that was not the only time, but that was probably the toughest time because I was not in charge. It was not my choice to leave East Germany. It was the choice of my father. And I will talk more about that so that you will, I'm sure, see events in your life where you didn't make a choice where somebody else did. But it was in those days that I decided that never ever again in my life will somebody else decide what happens to me. You know, I will always be aware that I have a choice. So this is how the idea started, from to be or not to be, the choice is yours. And then I explained why I wrote the book. And I wrote the book because I have, I don't know, 150, 200 books on psychology and on personal development and self-help and coaching and what have you on my bookshelf, and probably have another 100 that I've given away over time and that have not been returned. Because when I have a book that I particularly like, normally I share it with other people. And I noticed one thing, that most of the books, even the best ones, either they're very theoretical, they have tons and tons of information inside, but they don't really grab your emotion, they don't really grab your attention that much. And when you finish the book, you have a lot more knowledge, but it hasn't changed you. You know, you now know more, but you are still the same. And that's not what I wanted. I wanted to write a book that touches your heart, that touches your soul, that really, really gets you moving, that, yeah, I mean, that really touches you and makes you think about your life and how maybe you could improve it too, and how you could change it too, so that it suits you, that it is a life of your choice. That is very important to me. And I explain that in that part. And then we start with chapter number one. And I start with the end in mind. That's the name of the chapter. And the first subchapter talks about our wake-up calls. And I don't know about you, but I've had loads and loads of wake-up calls. I've gone past a lot of lost opportunities in my lifetime. I've traveled extensively. I've always loved to travel since I was very young. And I left home for the first time when I was 16. I actually ran away from home. I probably share that in the book. I'm not sure. Not my most famous part of life. But I was pretty crazy. And at 16, I thought that I knew it all. Well, at 16, you normally don't. And I came to realize that very quickly. But wake-up calls came many, and for instance, one of my big wake-up calls was my 40th birthday. That was my big midlife crisis, massive. And it woke me up to a lot of things that I've either done wrong or that I've really missed, opportunities that have been presented to me time and time again, and I didn't take them because I didn't dare, because I wasn't sure, because, oh, well, everything was okay as it was, and so on and so on. And I am 100% sure that in your life, you've got loads and loads of those wake-up calls too, loads of them. So take this serious, because I started the book with that because I think it is so important to become aware of all the opportunities that we've let pass by. Maybe because we weren't ready at the time, but mainly because we were in our comfort zone, because everything was okay, we could get by, and it wasn't so bad, you know, that we needed to change today, but yes, just forget it. Look at them, and I will ask you also to write yours down, and actually, before we get to the wake-up calls, I think I ask you to make a commitment to yourself, and that is true. Yeah, before we get to chapter one, I ask you to sign a commitment to yourself, and it actually reads like this. I, and then you write your name, promise to live my life to the fullest. I deserve to have a life full of love and light. I now open my boundaries and let peace and abundance in. And you sign it with the place and the date and your personal signature. Why do I ask you to make a commitment to yourself? Because only committed people are going to live full out. Only committed people are going to really go for that big goal, that big dream. Only committed people will do that. And if you look at all the super successful people around you or that you see on TV or read about in the magazines, whether it is in business or in artistry or it is in television or in films or in music, it doesn't matter. All of these people live full out. They follow their dream and they go past the obstacles and they go past the challenges and past the problems. And you can only do that. And you will only do that when you are committed to yourself. So please, do yourself that favor and sign that commitment. Fill it out and sign it in this book. And when I first wrote the book, I thought, okay, I'm going to make this a very, very special book. And I'm going to make it leather-bound and golden edges and make it really, really expensive and sleek-looking, because it is so valuable. And Jim Rohn once said in one of the trainings that I attended with him, he said that he buys these beautiful leather-bound journals because he wants to have something valuable that he later needs to add more value by the words that he writes in it. And I felt this idea was really wonderful, and I always have nice journals, nice good-looking journals that I use for my personal notes. And I thought, yeah, let's make the book like that. But then I realized that if I do that, the book will be too expensive for a lot of people. Maybe not too expensive to buy, but many people will think, oh, well, you know, I can get a self-help book for $15, so why should I pay $50 for this one? So for this present version, I didn't do that. But most probably, it will come out in the near future with golden edges and leather bound, and it will be the deluxe version. But right now, it's a paperback, and it is a paperback so that you and everybody else that is listening or your friends can all afford to buy it and get it for yourself, because it is a workbook. So we go through our wake-up calls, and I use quite a bit of quotes in the book that I think are fitting. And Jim Rohn, you see already my third quote by Jim Rohn here, in only 15 minutes. Well, he has been my first mentor. He's been a mentor to many, many, many people. He was Tony Robbins' mentor, main mentor, first mentor. And for me, he's been had extremely profound influence in my life. And if you haven't had the opportunity to see him live, then get his books, or even better, get his CDs or DVDs. Absolutely worthwhile. Incredible, fascinating man with a lot of profound and very simple wisdom. And he said, I find it fascinating that most people plan their vacations with better care than they do their lives. Perhaps that is because escape is easier than change. Wow. Escape is easier than change, and he's right. And I tell you the truth, most people around me, most people I meet, do plan their vacation much more so than they plan their life. And it's only a 2-week or 1-week vacation. And I find that quite scary. So in the second subchapter, it's called What Do You Really Want? And there we start with writing in the book. I asked you loads and loads of questions, thought-provoking questions, and I asked you to answer all those questions. And I quote Donald Trump here, if you're going to think anyway, why not think big? I encourage you to do that. And you have quite a bit of work in this chapter. And then we go to what I find really exciting, and that is to your vivid vision. And a lot of people that have already read my book tell me that that chapter makes them cry. Makes them cry because it touches them so much. Makes them cry because I share my personal vision with you, and they say that they can actually see it, that it's so vividly described that they can actually imagine it, and that they can feel my emotions, and they can feel my triumph, and they can feel my success, and they can feel everything that I feel while I was writing that, and when I will live that moment, because I haven't lived it yet. It's still to come, and I'm writing about my perfect day, or part of my perfect day. And in this chapter, in your vivid vision, I will help you to discover your perfect day, your vivid vision, the way that you really, 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 truly want to live. So after the first chapter, you are very clear of where you want to go. Why is that so important? Because more than 90% of the people that come to my life workshops, to my coaching, to even my mastermind groups, they don't know what they want. And that is, I mean, it's unbelievable. These people are already into personal development. These people have already gone to other seminars in most cases. They've read several of these books, and they still don't know what they want in life. Hey, if you don't know what you want, how are you ever going to get there? Can you tell me? By the way, you can call in if you have a question. Probably better starting from next week, because today I want to get through the book, and it doesn't look as if I will go through the book, or at least give you a summary of it, because we are already 20 minutes into the show. But in the future, if you want, you can call in and ask live questions, and I recommend that you do that. But for now, let's continue. Your vivid vision is the most important part. You need to know where you're going. You know what is the three things that all super successful people in whatever field have? Number one, they know what they want. Number two, they believe that they can get it. Self-esteem, confidence, self-belief, super important. And I have a lot of information on how you can boost your own belief in yourself up in the book. And then they take the action steps to get it. And also that we will do during this program in the book. So in your vivid vision, you will describe everything. I mean, every little detail of the moment when you know that you've actually reached whatever your big dream is, when you know for sure 100%, right? The moment. Now we're not painting a big picture. Now we're painting the moment. And I tell you, this is so moving. This is so incredible. So incredible. So I share that with you. And I had several people that wrote to me that my vision has moved them to tears and inspired them, and that's the main reason why I'm sharing it, inspired them to actually write theirs. So I want you to stretch your mind to the impossible so that it actually can become possible. Well, next chapter, number two, is Meet Yebat. You know Mr. or Mrs. Yebat, that little voice that you have inside that keeps telling you, yeah, I know you want to do that, but you're too old for that. Yeah, I know that it's tempting, but you're too fat for that. Yeah, I know, but you're not educated enough. Yeah, I know, but, yeah, but, yeah, but. We all have, yeah, but. And it says later on, we say to ourselves, I wish I had, I wish I'd gone, I wish I'd been, I wish I'd done. And I wish I had taken that. And we talk about our lost opportunities, and again, I ask you to sign a personal declaration of independence. Again, another commitment to yourself and to your independence. And we will go through your lost opportunities and why you've lost them and what drove you at the time and how we can change that. This is all very practical. I mean, as I said in the beginning, my book was written in the same style that I talk, very easy to understand and all very practical. Every exercise in there has been tested and proven to work. And they're not all by me. I mean, I've learned a lot of them in Jim Rohn's workshops, in T. Halfacre's workshops, in Tony Robbins. And, well, I mean, I've been in this personal development field for 32 years now, so, you know, I've gone to a lot of workshops, as you can imagine. And I have a really exciting thing in here that's called the rubber connection. I'm not going to share with you today what that connection is. But again, I ask you to sign my personal declaration of happiness here. And again, you make a commitment to yourself and to your happiness. And we will challenge your rubber connection very, very frequently because I want you to feel it. I want you to get results. This book is about results. It's a program. I take you through it step by step. Anyone can follow it, whatever age. And I can promise if you do it, you follow it, and actually you make the exercise and fill in the blank spaces and write your vision and everything, that you will get results, you will get breakthroughs. There is absolutely no doubt about it. And then we talk about the support system. The support system is super, super important. We need people around us that help us, that support us. And it's not always our families, our spouses, or our siblings, or our best friends. Why? Because they know us as we are today, and they want to keep us like that, because that's how they love us. So don't be angry with them if they don't support a new idea or if don't support your idea of changing and doing something else. That is the reason, because it's your dream. It's not theirs. So please respect that and I show you how you can find incredible support systems for yourself very inexpensively. And as we talk about it, I highly, highly recommend to be part of a mastermind group. Please, but make a good choice and go into a good one. If there is not one locally, you can start your own. There's loads of people that want more success in life, loads of people who want more than they have now in different ways, and join forces with them. That's what I did while I was in Spain. I started several mastermind groups, took us to great, great successes, and, you know, we are still friends today. And you can also join our mastermind group. You can find that at www.thetobebook.com. This is also where you can find the book, thetobebook.com/mastermind or /book, where you can get the book, and /mastermind is where you can get join our mastermind group. And my mastermind groups are never more than 12 people. Why? Because I want only committed people in there, and I want results for every single person, and I want to be able to help every single person in that group. Very important. By the way, Mastermind is a commitment of 6 months minimum, and of course, if you want results, you will have to have that, need that time, right? So maybe something will happen overnight, maybe something will happen in the first month, but if you want to get long-lasting results, you need to give it a little bit of time so you build up momentum so you can continue by yourself if you so choose. Okay, then we have conquer your fears. Well, I don't know about you, but almost everybody has fears, doubts, worries, and I always say worry is fear in action. And I want you to get rid of that. I want you to believe in yourself. I want you to know that you can do it. And you can. I know you can. And after you've gone through all these sessions, I know that you will also know that you can. All right? So that is the next big chapter, and it's a whole full chapter with tons and tons of exercise. And then we define our purpose, we look at our values, we look at our belief system. And that is a big chapter, very important. And then chapter number 5, we go from dream to reality. Now it's becoming super practical. We're breaking our big dreams down into small achievable steps. I take you through the whole process with loads and loads of examples, very funny stories. And in chapter number 6, that is the last chapter, we will stop the mind monkey, everything that is confusing us, everything that is distracting us, so we can focus on what we want and actually achieve that. Well, unfortunately, there's not that much time anymore, but I will give you tons and tons and tons of ways that you can stop your mind monkey, that you can come down and actually be yourself, and we end up at the end of the book of really being you, the you that you've always wanted to be. Sounds like a big promise, but this book came out over a year ago in Russian language, strange enough, because I was working a lot in Russia and in Ukraine and Kazakhstan and Kyrgyzstan and all these countries. And I had it published there first. And people went through it and got amazing, incredible results. And I want you to get the same. So as of now, every Thursday at midday EST, Eastern Standard Time, or at 5 p.m. GMT or 6 p.m. in Germany or the rest of Europe, I will make these sessions, half an hour session, where I will teach you part of the process. But still, I recommend that you get the book. You can get it on the book page, on the book site, and it is thetobebook.com, www.thetobebook.com/book. If you want the physical version, if you want the ebook, then it's /ebook. And you can also get in touch with me from that website or go to my blog or to my Facebook. I'm very active there. So So I wish you a wonderful rest of the day, wherever you are. Thank you very much for tuning in. I hope that you've enjoyed it. And as of next week, as of next Thursday, we are going detailed. That means I will not give you a summary. I will take you through several of the steps. So please bring pen and paper and be ready to go. And of course, it would be best if you had the book with you then. So I wish you a wonderful week. My normal radio show will be on next Tuesday at 1 p.m. EST as always. And the book show is on next Thursday at the same time. Have a wonderful time. And to be or not to be, the choice is yours. Bye.